I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are your packages going to get there in time? Amy Gibbs is the communications director for the United States Postal Service.
It's Anna and Raven.
Amy, when it comes to sending out all the Christmas cards and a lot of people doing the mailing, what if you put the stamp in the wrong corner? I put it in the top left-hand corner like a moron.
Oh,
I don't know what
gosh.
I was thinking.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, well, there's no stupid questions. It may or may not arrive. So we do ask our customers to put it on the upper right-hand corner on the address side of the envelope. Now that's only because our machines, they do read the stamp on the upper right hand corner. So when it's going through the automated machines, what it'll do is it'll read that space on the upper right hand corner, and if it's empty, it'll shoot it back out for insufficient postage.
So once I realized I had made this mistake, I started peeling it off, and then it was, you know, like when it's like half peeled off and I try to stick it on. If I put a piece of like clear tape over it, will it still work?
Well, we give you guys adhesive postage stamps. So they're not the lick and stick. We give you, you know, a sticker to put on. So if you put tape over it, the machines may or may not read it.
I see that.
So it's risky.
I mean, just be better.
What I would do is take a little, you know, pretend you're in kindergarten and get a little glue stick, you know, and put it on the back.
Does the return address have to be in the top left, or can it be on the back, or does that not matter?
So the return address is a little more flexible. People generally put it on the upper left, but it's certainly acceptable to put it on the back.
Do you still get a lot of wax seals coming through?
Well,
only from the Lords.
We do, actually. And they're not the greatest idea because back in the day when wax seals were functional, they didn't have automated machines. So nowadays, you know, I do see wedding invitations sometimes with the wax seal, and our machines just really don't love wax.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that was more for like a satchel being ridden across the English landscape by somebody on horseback,
certainly. Yeah, we used to do horseback.
Amy Gibbs from the U.S. Postal Service. I received a Christmas card in the mail this past week, and like it was so sloppy, the handwriting, that I looked at it and I was like, this isn't even supposed to go to me. Like, it was the wrong address. Now, so usually what I do when I get something that's not to me, I just circle it and then I write wrong address and I put it back in my mailbox. Is there an actual protocol on what you're supposed to do when you get things that don't belong to you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you know your neighbors, like I know my neighbors, and we're really tight, you know, on top of each other, so I'll just run it up. But you can always hand it to your letter carrier.
We're hearing a lot of panic right now. Everybody's talking about the fact that everything's got to be in the mail early this year, you know, COVID and whatnot. How much of that stuff is really true? What are the biggest challenges that you guys have this year? Because I know it's always challenging. There's more stuff. But I mean, this year, what's the big problems?
So this year, we're just asking customers to go early, early, early. And I know we're well into December now. And we do have December 18th shipping deadline, first class mail, and the 19th for Priority Mail Express. So get it in early, be the early bird, early, 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 you know, and then you can kind of relax.
Mm. But what if you didn't plan
ahead? What if we're terrible people? Like, I mean, that would be great if we all did that for you guys. And it would be wonderful. And you guys deserve it.
Right.
I'm not saying you don't, but let's say that we didn't do all of those things. What is the absolute last second we can shove it in the mail and hope it gets
there? Listen, we love the business. Nobody's a bad person for shipping at any time of the year.
And one last thing, I saw the newest trend all over Facebook is that people have been putting out these like snack packs for all the delivery people. Have you seen this with like Gatorades and chips and saying thank you for delivering Christmas and please take what you want? Would you recommend for any of the postal workers to eat stranger snacks that are just sitting on their front doorstep?
It's really up to the letter carrier's discretion what they feel is safe. And, if it's a candy bar, it's a candy bar.
Right. Some people are safer than others. Some people are more courageous than others. I get it.
Pretend it's Halloween. Just, act accordingly. If it looks suspicious, probably don't eat it.
Well, here's to hoping all those packages get there in time. Thanks, Amy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.